How do you start to move again after repeated failure? Hi, welcome to another episode of Business Mindset Mastery. My name's Heather Gray. I'm a mindset and performance coach for business owners, leaders, and entrepreneurs. You can always find me over at choosetohaveitall.com. And today we're diving back into a very familiar topic on the show. How do you punch your way through fear? How do you get back up after failure? We talk all the time about it. How do you live with disappointment when it didn't go the way you wanted it to go? How do you get moving again? But what happens, and is the answer any different when you've fallen and gone back up, fallen and gone back up again, and then fallen and gone back up again for a third time? Do you change course? Do you do something differently? And how do you adjust your mindset when nothing seems to be working? That's what we're diving into in today's show. So let's just grab this listener question and I'll find you on the other side. Heather, the first time I launched a product, it was a stunning success. I launched an ebook that sold for just $1.99 and I made close to $5,000 from it. Looking back now, it just seems like it was beginner's luck because nothing I've tried since seems to be working or getting me any closer to being able to work for myself. I've had 3 failed launches. One was a book, one was a course, and I also tried launching one-on-one consulting services, and with all of those all together, I've only made about $500. I want to be clear, I'm not giving up, but I am totally and completely lost as to what I'm supposed to do next. I used to be a productivity beast, and now everything takes forever because I second-guess my decisions, doubt my direction, and I do a lot of starting, stopping, and starting over. I just feel defeated, and I have no faith in myself. How do I start moving after repeated failure? Okay. First thing, just take a deep breath. I think that you're oversimplifying this a little bit. I tried this, it didn't work. So I tried that, it didn't work. I tried this third thing, and it didn't work. And now what the heck do I do next? I think there's something missing from your story, and your letter left me with a lot of questions. So I'm going to walk you through my perspective, but if I've missed the mark somehow, if I'm like playing football and you're on a baseball field, I might need you to fill in a couple of more blanks, and perhaps we can get into an email exchange or something to clarify this. Because the way I'm reading your letter is that you just struck white lightning with that first book. My story and my guess is that when you wrote that ebook, you didn't have high expectations for it. You had a topic that you really cared about, that you thought people could benefit from, and you put this thing out into the universe. And my guess is, given the numbers of sales, you had a good strategy for getting the word out. You had a good way of moving through the world and marketing it and letting people know about it and showing people what you were up to, because somehow actions you took helped the book get found. But then after that, I'm wondering about what happened next. What was your thinking process for this? When you wrote this book and everybody seemed to love it, what did you do next other than just try to write your next book? Because what seems to be sort of what you're really struggling with is a lack of direction. The behavior sounds really reactive to me. I talk a lot on the show about being in the driver's seat of your own life and in your own business. And it almost sounds like you hit that lightning. You struck gold, the oil was going everywhere, and you're like, I gotta get another book out. But did you do an examination of what the next book should be about? Of what about the first book was successful? What made it work? What were the steps you took to set it up for success? What would your readers who need a follow-up book want to learn about or know about? What was the plan and the strategy other than making more money? Because it feels as though that's what you've been trying to repeat. I'm going to write another book and I'll make another 5,000. Okay, that didn't work. So now I'm going to go a little more in depth and I'm going to try to teach people a course. Okay, they're not ready for a course. I'm just going to go and I'm going to throw myself out there and I'm going to offer one-on-one consulting. What's missing from the story, and again, this just might be missing because you're better at summarizing yourself. I tend to get long-winded, so perhaps like you're just really good with brevity, but there's a lot of missing information here. And I'm wondering if you ever got clear with yourself about who you are, what you do, and how you serve. I then want to know who you want to help. Specifically, who do you want to help? What do you want to help them with? And what's the transformation you were prepared to offer? That's what's missing from the story. You have been focusing on product and sales, but without a strategy or without a clear direction, people aren't going to know who your books, products, or courses are for. So I know you want to talk about falling and getting back up, and I do think that's a part of it, and I'm going to give you some tips about that. But the first thing you got to look at is your strategy and your plan. Why did you fall in the first place? Why did these ventures fail? I'd be curious about that. What were your lessons? What were your takeaways? Because the way I read it, without, you know, sort of the color added in between the lines, is you just tried this thing and it didn't work, so you tried something else and that didn't work. But without direction, without a specific audience, and without a plan or strategy, you're floundering. So it doesn't mean that the book was a bad idea or that the course wouldn't have been successful or you can't do one-on-one services, but it doesn't seem like anything was particularly organized, formulated, or well laid out for yourself. It seems and reads to me really frenetically. And then what ends up happening is they didn't work. Those things you tried, those products, those services you tried didn't work. And you have somehow now turned that into a story about yourself and your ability to replicate your first success with that book. And that's nonsense. We don't know that this has anything to do with what you're capable of or what you're not capable of. We don't really have a good sense of what about that book worked so well. What was the strategy that worked? How did you achieve that success? What was the topic that people so quickly gravitated to? So before you make this personal about yourself and your own judgment, I want you to look at the decision-making process and the plan and the strategy, because what it sounds like, my friend, is that's the area that could use some improvement. And once you do that examination, once you look at how well you made it clear, specific, and direct who your products, books, services were for and what you were doing for them, then we can decide what does the audience you're trying to serve need next, not what's the next way I can make money. Now, it's clear and obvious for everybody that we don't do this without a desire to make an income from it, without being financially rewarded for our time, our creativity, and our effort. However, we have to have a picture for how we want to earn that money. Like, what's the frame around it? And that's what seems to be missing. But now that you've personalized it, now that you've made this story about you being inept, you being incapable, you just got lucky, that's where you're shooting yourself in the foot. Because once you use that story to inform your next actions, you're ending up telling yourself, well, that only worked because, you know, I happened to get Amazon Kindle on the free day and, you know, tons of people got the book for free, or I had like my mom and everybody, you know, recommending that book to everyone else. And now that it's kind of old news that I'm an author, people didn't take that much attention for it. You know, you create all kinds of stories. If you get the facts, you can see what you did well and you can see where you failed to deliver. And then you can choose a new direction according to that new strategy. And if you get stuck and if you don't know, then you can ask a consultant, you can get someone's second set of eyes on this and you can go forward. But what ends up happening here is you feel like you got lucky and that that can't be replicated, rather than like it's pretty rare that those things are just luck. So look at what you did to set yourself up for success. And telling yourself that you're a failure or telling yourself that this isn't legit, it erases the success you've already achieved. It is really hard to get back up after a fall. The first thing I kind of want to know and make sure of and caution you against is make sure you don't rush the like getting back up process. You know, like I don't know if you've ever if you've ever met somebody who like was in a long relationship and then suddenly quickly they're in that rebound relationship, and the rebound very rarely works and very rarely becomes that person's last relationship because we haven't like caught our breath yet. We haven't sort of updated who we are and how we move through the world according to how this relationship has happened. So it starts out impulsively and it usually ends just as impulsively. That's what it sounds like you're doing with your products, that you're like on these rebound relationships, just trying to strike gold. I think if you slow this down, I think you're going to be well set up for success. I think then you have to tune into your capability to recognize that all the steps you took to get yourself that initial success can be replicated. Yes, you may have gotten lucky this first time out of the gate without a specific plan for a specific audience to solve a specific pain point. That absolutely does happen. But the odds of it happening back to back are quite slim. And my guess is that's why you're struggling. So what I'd really like you to do is go back to the drawing board. Look at how you launched that first book. Look at how much you cared about it, how much it was your passion, how much it drove you and fueled you. And then I want you to do the same thing for the next three things, because I can't tell if those next three things lack your enthusiasm and lack your excitement because they didn't work or because you never really cared about them as much in the first place. If you do that evaluation, the answer for what happens next remains clear. You catch your breath. You get grounded. You get really clear on what you want to help people with, how you want to help them, and who specifically you want to help. And once you do that, then you can execute the plan and you can set yourself up for success. You're going to be nervous again. You're going to second guess yourself. You're going to stop and think and say, is this thing on? Am I doing it right? That's okay. It's a normal response to doubt, second guess, and question after you've been knocked down and battered a few times. All you have to do is say, yes, it feels a little unfamiliar. It's been a really long time since I've gotten a win, but I have a plan. I have a strategy. I'm good to go. And if you need a second set of eyes on that plan, if you want someone else's opinion, connect with a mentor. Ask somebody who knows about what you're trying to do, supports what you're trying to do, and understands it, to just look something over, to look over a plan, but get in the driver's seat of the direction, not in the reaction seat to the cash flow. I think that there is your magic answer. I know this isn't easy, and I know you're just questioning yourself all over the place, but you know, it's one of those things. If you can learn to make a dollar, you can learn to make 10, and you can learn to make 100, and then you can learn to make 1,000. So just get yourself focused, dust yourself off, arm yourself with a plan, the roadmap for what happens next, and I know you'll find your confidence right on the other side of the bend. Thanks so much for taking the time to reach out to me. I really enjoy talking to you today. If anyone else wants my 2 cents on your life or business, definitely find me, just like today's listener did, over at heather@choosetohaveitall.com. Thanks so much for joining me. I look forward to talking to you next time. Bye for now.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.